Proclamation number 3263 of 21st of September, 1944. Miracles of Creation. Language of God. The miracles of nature's creation remain mostly without impression on people because they always repeat themselves in irregularity, and this turns the miracles of nature into something commonplace which they only pay little attention to. These people also do not hear the language of God in nature, who expresses himself to all people through his creation and thus makes himself known. And therefore it is not easy to make them believe that an essential deity wants to make itself known to people in the works which have emerged from it. For since they don't pay attention to the works, they don't think about the creator of these works either, and therefore they are completely without faith, i.e., they lack the convinced belief in an almighty, wise and loving God. The soul's higher development is the human being's first and last aim on earth, and thus an earthly life which has not earned the soul an increased degree of maturity is completely pointless lived, for earthly successes are not in proportion to the grace of embodiment as a human being. Nor do they come close to the miracles of creation which, after all, were formed by the wise and loving Creator for a specific purpose. I.e., earthly successes would be very minimal in relation to the things which came into being for the sake of a purpose. However, anyone who passes by the miracles of creation indifferently does not think about the meaning and purpose of these either, because he does not acknowledge a Creator of them, and again, he does not acknowledge him because he does not take the works of creation into closer consideration. Otherwise he would inevitably come to the conclusion that his earthly life was given to him to achieve an aim. As soon as the creations of nature are observed attentively, a constant higher development can be observed in them, and this in itself should cause the human being to think that he himself must also constantly develop upwards if his earthly life is not to be lived in vain. An observation of creation necessarily results in a question and answer game in which man is always the questioner and God, through nature, is always the answerer. And such a dialogue must give information to the human being who earnestly desires him. For God wants to reveal himself through creation to people who have not yet recognized him otherwise. He first shows them his work before he reveals himself as the master of the work. And the human being can very well recognize the infinite wisdom, omnipotence and love of the Creator from the work, and thereby also come to believe in the Creator of heaven and earth. And this self-acquired faith is incomparably more valuable and unshakable than the faith transmitted to him by fellow human beings, which must first become a convinced faith through its own opinion. By observing the wonders of creation, by intimately immersing himself in nature and its daily miracles, the human being enters into direct contact with the Creator himself. And he gains insight into his rule and activity and thus into his essence, because he can recognize love, wisdom and strength in everything that surrounds him, and love, wisdom and strength are the epitome of his essence. And this highest and most perfect being reveals himself to people through his works. He lets people, as it were, take a look at them in order to confront them himself, for every work of creation must have a creator and upholder as whom he then wants to be recognized, for the creator expresses himself in the work, and if the human being attentively observes a work he will always have to conclude that it is also the creator and upholder and also recognize him in his works. But if works come into being and have come into being which man cannot copy with his own strength, as the creations of nature undeniably testify, then it must be concluded that the creator of these works has a strength at his disposal which is incomprehensible to man. Therefore he must be able to affirm the omnipotence of God in his deepest heart. In the same way, the human being contemplating the wonders of nature also recognizes all creations as being founded in deepest wisdom, and he must conclude from them God's greater than great love for human beings. And thus he slowly penetrates the truth, and he truly does not need people to teach him intellectually about it, for a dialogue with God, a question and answer game in nature alone will earn the human being rich knowledge with which he can work again. Only then will he recognize that the Creator has a purpose with his creation, thus he will now think about the purpose, and if he thinks legally he will try to live in accordance with this purpose, and then he will also be seized by God's great love and the pure truth will be presented to him. And thus the miracles of creation contribute much towards the human being becoming a living believer, for the inner conviction has to be gained such that the human being draws conclusions, weighs up all pros and cons and now possesses clarity of thought. It is now rock-solid certainty to him what seemed to be only legend to his fellow human being, for the miracles of nature speak for themselves. They testify to God, to His supremely perfect being, to His love, wisdom and omnipotence. They make him a believer. Amen.